church say, amen? Let the church say amen again. Glory to God. Sound like I'm finally getting that bass voice I've been praying for. Amen. It's good to be in the house of the Lord one more time. I said it's good to be in the house of the Lord one more time. How many of you can give God the praise? 2014, how many can stand on their feet and give God the praise? Amen. You got all comfortable. Got you standing up on your feet while you got all comfortable. Amen. Praise God. God is good. God is good. And I just want to continue on the theme that, amen, that you have been admirably citing that Jesus is the best thing. And I think that you will find, amen, that where I am going today preaching off of, you will find that Jesus is indeed the best thing. Through it all, he is certainly the best thing. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Eternal God and Father, we come now, Lord, this hour, this time, to hear word from you, Lord. Speak through me, Lord, that your people will hear and feed, and Lord, be joyous at what they have received. But not only that, O God, let them be so filled and so moved by your word and in the power of the Spirit that they just run on and tell somebody else about the living Christ. We thank you, we bless you, we worship you, we praise you. This is our prayer in this, as we move forward in this service, this preaching time. Amen, amen, and amen. My, my, my. I'm going to be preaching from the 8th chapter of Luke this morning. From the 8th chapter of Luke. Amen. I'm excited. I just don't want to get so overly excited. I forget about and miss what I'm going to say. Amen. It's a new year. Amen. Praise God. And I just want to be glad in it. Amen. Yeah. As Reverend Rick said this morning, he's from the tribe of Benjamin. Glory. I know if he's a Benjamite, I better be on my P's and Q's, and you too. Benjamites just didn't play. Amen. And beginning at the 26th verse of the 8th chapter of Luke, amen. You have it, those of you who are able to stand, stand with me as I read the scripture today. Luke chapter 8, beginning with verse 26. Amen. And it goes as such. They sailed to the region of the Gerasenes, and some say Gerasenes, which is across the lake from Galilee. When Jesus stepped ashore, he was met by a demon-possessed man from the town. Look at your neighbor and say, he was met from a demon-possessed man from the town. For a long time, this man had not worn clothes or lived in the house, but he had lived in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell at his feet, shouting at the top of his voice, "What do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, don't torture me." For Jesus had commanded the evil spirit to come out of the man. Many times it had seized him, and though he was chained hand and foot and kept under guard, He had broken his chains and had been driven by the demon into solitary places. Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" "Legion," he replied, because many demons had gone into him. And they begged him repeatedly not to order them to go into the abyss. A large herd of pigs was feeding there on the hillside. The demons begged Jesus to let them go into them, and he gave them permission. When the demons came out of the man, they went into the pigs, and the herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and was drowned. When those tending the pigs saw what had happened, they ran off and reported this in the town and countryside. And the people went out to see what had happened. When they came to Jesus, they found the man from whom the demons had gone out, sitting at his feet, dressed and in his right mind. And they were afraid. Those who had seen it told the people how the demon-possessed man had been cured. Amen. I said, after that, I'm sweating. Amen. I'm sweating with excitement. You can have your seat. Amen. I just want to get through it in a hurry. I don't want nothing to be lodged up in me. When I read this, amen. Praise God. I preached somewhat on this coming into the new year at Pleasant Grove Baptist Church, and Mother Petty said, "You cut it too short."
Yes.
I was just trying to be obedient. I didn't have but a few minutes. Amen. And since we are coming into the new year, I thought it appropriate for Pastor to preach a message bringing us into the new year. Amen. Let us give not just to applaud, but to applaud the word and the obedience whereby Deacon J.W. preached on last week. Amen. Amen. So let's give him a great big amen.
Amen.
Praise God. And before I continue on, I just want to say that the deacons did admirable, amen, in the preaching of the word. It showed the depth of this church's not only ministry, but the talent and the gifts that God has given, amen. And I believe that he has shown us that if we step out, amen, he's got us. If we just go ahead and use the gifts that we have, amen. Amen. And we don't have to worry. And the worry is not ours. Amen. For it's all about the Lord. It's all on his shoulders. All we have to do is be obedient and do what he has called us to do. And not just shuffle our feet and so forth. Amen. But just be glad. And the thing about it is that if we will do what he has called us to do and know that we do it, stay on the wall. Don't come down and watch and see how he blesses your life. There's a blessing that's involved with the duty, not just the duty, but your commitment. Amen. Your commitment. He says that I got you. Amen. I got you. And greater works you will do. Amen. Just understand that. Get that in your spirit. Amen. Stop letting other things impede you. Stop letting other things stand in the way of the promise that God has given to you. Get that in your spirit.
Yes, 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 yes.
Get it in your spirit. 2014. Amen. 2013, as we have all admitted, it was rough. 2013 was rough. And I've heard from some of you, but me standing here, I'm going to tell you right now, and for me, 2013 was rough. It was rough trying to do ministry. It was rough. It was rough trying to look after God's people. It was rough. There are times when I needed prayer. Amen. I had to fall down on my face. Amen. There were times when it got so rough that I just wanted to say, "Lord, are you coming right now?"
Yeah.
It's tough, this 2013. It's the roughest year I have seen in a long time. I want to just testify to the fact that it has been tough.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah.
Come on. Praise God.
And then I thought that perhaps it's because it was 13.
Come on.
Friday the 13th played all 2013. and they dun 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 dun. Every time I look around, there was a dagger somewhere trying to stick me, stick somebody. Somebody was hurt, bless you. Just cut down. Just cut down.
Amen.
And I remember the message that I preached, amen, before I got into 2013, that I was not taking the devil into 2013 with me. But guess what he said? That's all right, because I'm going to slay everything around you. It seemed like no matter what I did, amen, the devil was there trying to debunk everything I tried to do.
Come on now.
Thank you,
that's right.
Thank you,
Lord.
But I promise God. Speak up. That in 2014, if you work with me, I'm going to be committed, because in 2014, I'm going to handle this mess and stuff.
Amen.
And let it be no mistake, amen. Stand by proudly and say, well, you know, 2014 going to be new. You better be.
Come on, man.
That's right.
Because if you don't stand and declare and mean it, guess what? The devil got you, and we're only in the fifth day.
Come on.
Yes. That's right.
That's right.
The Bible
lies.
That's right.
He's going to and fro, and he's seeking to devour whomever he will. And let me tell you something else, amen. You might not try, or you might think that what I'm saying, you see, it doesn't impact you. But let me tell you that if you connect to somebody else who's your lifeline, why don't you step back and see just what happens? See, what happens is that sometimes we will utilize somebody else as our lifeline, and we are not adamant about being right before God. Because when we fall down, we got somebody else to lean on.
Speak, speak,
speak.
Your lifeline. Sometimes God will just take the lifeline out of the way and see if you can swim, because I declare the devil is going to put an anchor around your neck to weigh you down.
Amen. Yes, he will.
Yes, he will.
Glory!
Thank you, Jesus. We got to stop playing with God.
Go ahead.
Amen.
That's right.
That's right. Because that devil is not playing with us. His job is to stand between you and God. And if he can stand between you and God, he can save you. Amen. And he stands in front of God and says, I told you I can do this.
Preach.
All because we won't listen to what he is saying. We won't receive what God is saying. Where are we going to go? We can't go beyond what God is, where he is. If we go high, he said. If we go low, he said. He's everywhere.
Come on.
Jesus. Now some folk will be here this morning. Amen. Can I be real? We'll say, Pastor, you just angry. Well, look, you know, you need to get over it. I'm just preaching.
Amen.
Just get over and understand that if the tone of my voice bothers you, amen, then let me stand and declare it is for you.
Amen.
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 I'm not mad.
Amen.
I have any reason to be mad at you, because you belong to God. I'm just an under shepherd. You belong to God.
Amen.
And sometimes you will sit and say, well, God can't talk tough to you. Amen. It's simply because you can see me. If he's using me, amen. Every fiber of my being, amen. And Jeremiah said it's like fire. It comes out of me breathing and through my nostrils like fire.
Yes, yes, yes.
I can't hold this. I cannot control this. It is God who comes to me just to try to behold it as much more than I can possibly fathom. I gotta let it go.
Amen.
don't.
That's right.
And I'm not trying to push daisies up yet. I think he has something for me to do. And because you were here, guess what? I can't see the future, but because you made it today, he's got something for you also. Now we need to man up and woman up, amen, so that the children can get up. And so if you made it this morning to Sunday school, see how God is.
Yes.
Amen.
Tasha. I didn't know it was going to be tied to the word.
Amen.
That's why I say God something else.
Yes,
walk by the church every Sunday afternoon while the deacons were giving out food from the food pantry. She was afraid to get in line or ask for help because she knew the rules. Amen. You remember how we say we have to sometimes relax our rules? Because if we don't, sometimes we can stand in opposition to what God is saying to us. Especially if we call ourselves Restoration Fellowship Center. Amen. So you can't, you know I can say what I don't have. Amen. Because if he's positioned us to give and to serve, gave, hey, I don't care whether the job market, I can't do that. Amen. It's in God's hands. I have to stand with and declare whether I got it or not. I'm not supposed to look at my empty pocket. I'm supposed to look at him.
That's right. Amen. 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 Amen.
And I'm supposed to let him, you know, tell him that whatsoever you, because whatever it is that I got that comes in, it's all because of you. And if I stand and try to count my change, amen, he may just take it all and let me join.
Well,
amen.
Because when you look at it, man, it don't look good when we look ahead. It don't look good. It's dismal out there, amen. And the devil says that I just run ahead of you to make sure that I mess stuff up. So when you come in 2014, if you don't have your mind made up, you're going to have a mess on your head. Don't you think not only does God put it before you that you run, but the devil wants to go and mess your stuff up too.
Amen.
We need to get it. We need to understand. That devil wanted to know God has set a blessing before you. I'm going to mess that in trash so when you come into it. Amen.
Amen.
And all that praying I've been doing. Mm-hmm. But then only those who attended service were allowed to receive assistance from the pantry. What a rule was that? Those that attended church, and don't you know that sometimes that's what we say to folk?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And some of them are so hungry they just come and sit up in the church and just wait the time out. They don't hear a word that was said. Because you have just preconditioned them. Amen.
Right.
And so they know that the rule is come and sit and wait, and when the service is over, collect. They ain't hear a word. And you running and jumping, I'm running and jumping, I'm throwing down because a new face done walked up into the church only to know that somebody told him that you can't receive food unless you come to church. Her quiet disappointment did not escape notice of Doris. Somebody say, thank God for Doris. There always seem to be a Doris in the crowd.
That's right. Yes,
thank God for Doris. Amen.
Yes.
Glory to God. When you come to church, see if you can spot Doris. Amen.
Amen.
If you can spot Doris, amen, I'm going to tell you who Doris is. Doris is the one that's smiling no matter what happens.
Yeah.
Doris is the one who comes just want to hug you. Amen. Don't even know you by name, but know you by spirit. Amen. And Doris can see what your condition is and read it down to a T. Know that, child, you going through something.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what
it is yet, but I'm about to find out. And let me tell you, I'm just going to welcome you, love you, kiss you, hug you, everything I can do. I am Doris. We got any Dorises in here? Come on, all Dorises up in here. Doris had been working in the food pantry for about 1 month, all 1 month. Hadn't been here a year yet. And Doris loving up on everybody. Well, I declare Doris had that before she came, did you?
Yes,